Welcome to Elder Life Radio, a paid presentation on WCLO. On today's program, our special guests will share practical solutions designed to protect you, your assets, and your family. Now, here's your host and this week's edition of Elder Life Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Elder Life Radio. I'm your host, Scott Moen from Elder Life Group. And good morning to my guest, Elder Law, Estate Planning, and VA Credit Attorney from Elder Advisors Law, Mr. Douglas Lady.
Well, good morning. We got a lot of elders going on there, don't we?
A lot of businesses are using elder in it now.
Yeah.
I mean, back in the day, there were not a lot of elder companies. Nowadays, everything's elder.
It seems that way, doesn't it?
Elder tree trimming. I mean, you name the company.
Elder gutter repair.
Yeah, elder gutter repair. Interesting. So
it is.
When you were forming your law firm, mm-hmm. How did you come up with the name?
Well, because I am a different kind of lawyer, Scott. Mm-hmm. You kind of know that. I go way back to special needs planning and disability law as a financial advisor, mm-hmm. right? So a lot of those laws, those rules and regulations formulated in the Social Security Administration, okay? 1935. Time flies when you're having fun. Right, and then they kind of completely redid the whole Medicaid thing in the 60s for that new word they call Medicare. So they scooped up Medicaid out of the Social Security Administration, revamped it all around, and tried to make it play well with this new word called Medicare. Mm-hmm. And then signed that into law in 1965 and wrapped it all up and called it CMS, Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Well, that's for elderly, right? Mm-hmm. So then there's the ADRC, Aging and Disability Resource Center, right? Then there's then there's Medicaid for the aged and the disabled, mm-hmm. right? That seems like elderly, right? Which tends to happen to us. We become more disabled as we get older, but you can also be born with a disability, right? Mm-hmm. Special needs planning. That's federal law. And you can also become disabled on your way to retirement, right? 40 years old, you're in an accident, here we are. That's Social Security disability. That's based in Medicaid also and Social Security law. So it's all kind of wrapped together into this elder law. So that's the new kind of law.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, that's what we do. So elder advisors, right? So it's all this elder law stuff. Mm-hmm. Advisors, what does that mean? Well, that means how do we mix together all these different assets and things that we have and then do our estate planning to make sure that we plan for disability while we're alive, and then avoid probate at death. Well, the elder law piece throws another whole thing in there. What happens if we become disabled during that time frame and we didn't die? Well, there could very well be a time when all your assets disappear and you don't have to worry about probate because you don't have anything. Mm-hmm. So that's what elder law is. How do we preserve those assets for our surviving spouse, our family, mm-hmm. those things? So it's a completely different kind of planning.
Yeah, no, I thank you for the explanation. I think for those 39 listeners, that helps, right?
We're pushing 40, dude.
Well, okay, let's talk about this.
Yeah.
There is a huge segment of the population that is in that category of they went broke or they are going broke in a nursing home.
Yes, there is, as we speak.
Mm-hmm. And this is not our viewpoint. The government actually will post every couple of years what percentage of the population is going broke because of a long-term care event.
Yes.
Meaning they had an event, they went into a facility, and they spent everything.
Yeah.
They actually know the numbers behind it.
Healthcare doesn't help. You're stuck.
Mm-mm. It's fascinating how big that number is.
It is. And we've known that number for a long time, Scott. I remember back in the 90s, it was 50%, and I was like, wow, that just blows my mind.
Well, if you think about it, somebody can spend 30 years paying down a mortgage on a $300,000 house, mm-hmm. and they could spend that same $300,000 in a couple of years.
Or a year,
depending on the cost of care, on their health care.
Yes.
It's fascinating to see how...
Yeah, without planning, that's what will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's scary. So what did you find, the recent numbers?
Yeah, I mean, the numbers are that, basically a single person, right, mm-hmm. in the country will exhaust her life savings within less than 24 months of entering a nursing home.
Mm-hmm. And how many of those age 65-plus people are going to face that?
Mm-hmm. A significant.
So what the one I saw, which was the end of 2024, which isn't that long ago, was a married couple age 65, one of the two of them, 2.5 to 3.5 year chronic problem, yeah. 77%.
Yeah.
So I kind of looked at the data behind that, and, it was a government thing, and I kind of got lost, which is unusual for me to get lost in data, but I did. I'm like, okay, I don't believe that because I can't confirm it with the data. Right after that, 2025, February, somewhere in there, mm-hmm. Jackson National came out with a similar type deal that I could follow,
yeah.
right? And they came in at 70%.
Yeah.
So a multinational giant financial institution that mm-hmm. services that age group was 70%, and the federal government and CMS, Center for Medicare, Medicaid Services, was 77%. That's a staggering number. Mm-hmm. I used to think 50 was impossible, and it's been past 50 for a long time.
Yeah, and then what I think the compound effect is when, yeah. The assets you have to pay for your care, right?
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the type of asset it is,
yep.
there's also other things that go along with that, like things called taxes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, forgot about that.
Different type of asset mm-hmm. class, huh?
Yeah.
Does that have to be managed differently? You think? Yeah. So that's an issue, and that's something our new attorneys have to learn because they're not taught that. There is tax law, but it's pretty much very basic in law school. They just kind of touch on it, and it's IRS stuff and income. It's really just income from any sources, income, and don't mess with the IRS, yeah. right? Well, it kind of goes without saying, but. You have to be able to apply that to a scenario, to a situation with multiple people involved. How's that work?
Yeah.
Right? So you need to know what you're doing, right? And those things are not taught in law school. Mm-hmm. Those things are not taught in financial services class, right? Yeah. You just don't go to school for this stuff. You got to figure it out.
Yeah. And I don't think there's a huge segment of financial advisors or, insurance fiduciaries in general just working that into the numbers.
Well, I think you're right. I think it's a really, really small percentage. Yeah. And, I see that from experience because they, a lot of those, we have to work with them to do the integration, right? Mm-hmm. To get the assets set in the right spots. Yeah. And
that goes smoothly, right?
No, it doesn't go smoothly because they all have an opinion on this. Oh, you can't do this. You can't do that.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, a lot of that. So, mm-hmm. But I have such a well-trained staff. 90-some percent of the time, they can work that out with, make sure everything happens the way it should happen. I also, in the past, have put boot camps on for mm-hmm. continuing education for
insurance.
Yeah,
you've done a lot of those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there I talk, and those are kind of boring, Scott. We've done a lot of them. I have to do continuing legal education, too. I actually give those classes yeah. also. But you just kind of, you need to get that done, right? So it's a day and a half of stuff, and I'd really rather be working, but I got to do this continuing ed thing, and so you're kind of tired, and you're just hanging out. So it's a day and a half thing. So when I teach those, I do that. I keep it high level, and I key on certain things that I know they're going to run into mm-hmm. in the next year, two or three, those financial advisors.
Because
they don't walk out and say, oh, this is great. I learned everything I need to know. That's not how it goes, right? They pick up little bits and pieces.
Yeah.
Then when something happens in their direct family, right, some bloodline yeah. thing, nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, grandma, grandpa, mom and dad, and they remember, Doug said something about that
yeah.
at that continuing ed thing, and then I'll get a call. And yeah, then
that's
I'll,
exactly how it goes.
And then they'll say, can you help me? I'll say, yeah, I will, under one condition. You're involved. Yeah. You got to be involved in this, and then I'll help you. Then they see it. Then it's real.
Yeah.
Right? And they're like, whoa. Because now they have a personal interest in it. Mm-hmm. Those financial advisors then become the best referral sources because all their clients need this.
Yeah.
So now they're thinking about it. Like, ooh.
Yeah. Well, I know that education is definitely lacking in the planning area.
Yeah.
But I do know, because I recently took a continuing education class on long-term care in the state of Wisconsin, and mm-hmm. they were really talking about They really talked a lot about Medicaid in the training course.
Oh, they did.
Which I found very interesting.
Well, sure, that makes sense. It's mm-hmm. tied right in with long-term care.
Yep.
Right?
And
transferring
how
risk the, and state partnerships.
Yeah, I was going to say how the partnership program is tied into Medicaid and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm glad that they are spending the time trying to educate the planners.
They are, because the number of people that have transferred that risk away via insurance is a really small number.
It is very small.
Yeah, unfortunately. And then when you get stuck in that crisis case, it's too late. And you can't get that stuff, right? It's like, oh, gee, I forgot to pay my car insurance, and they ended my policy, and I just hit a telephone pole. Maybe I better call and get my insurance reinstated. Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't work that way. That's not going to work, right? So we see it a lot. It's unfortunate. It's scary, but we can help. So we get to do that a lot.
Yeah.
We get to help families through that process. And you had mentioned we all know people that are going through this, right? It's happening as we speak. Or someone's been in a nursing home for years, and they're still spending down and stuff like that. It's never too late to implement this kind of planning. It's never too late. The best thing to do is pre-plan. Have the structure set up, and then if a crisis hits, you're okay, because we can act really fast. But there's never not a time to do it.
Yeah. What's the? You say it a lot in plan. Plan for the, how do you say that?
Plan for the worst.
Yeah, manage.
And manage for the best.
There you go.
That's what we get to do. Mm-hmm. Now that's the best setup.
And that is really a definition of pre-planning. If you think about
it,
you're planning for an event that may or may not happen.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't
and that's
happen,
changed a lot.
Yeah, good for you. You don't want that to happen to
exactly.
you. But if it did, who?
Well, we know we're going to die.
What
so
are
that's
the instructions?
Part of it too,
yeah,
right?
What are the instructions you have for some? I think that's the biggest thing is like, they don't. You're not really like a power of attorney. Whoever a power of attorney is,
right?
It's not like they went to school to learn how to be become a power of attorney.
No,
it's like here, you're a power of attorney. Figure it all out.
Exactly.
Same with being like a trustee of a trust.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. Is there a trustee school that people can sign up for?
Yeah. And
here, you've been designated a trustee of a trust. What does that even mean?
I'm going to graduate to trustee school.
Yeah.
Right. Throw your big trustee hat up in the air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it is true that a lot of people are involved in these types of planning, but have no formal education on what does that mean.
What does it mean when the time comes? Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
That kind of leads me to your workshops.
Yeah, we teach that in the workshops too. We talk about trustees and agents and fiduciaries and all of those things and what happens and real stories, real stuff, actual things that we get to do. Yeah, so you need to learn that stuff so that you know what you need. If you don't know what you need, you aren't going to get it. If you're confused about how it all works, you're going to just not do anything. That's how folks are, period. That's how I am. That's how everybody is. So you need to learn. You need to cut through all the myths and all that. You need to sit down with people that know how to do this and do it every day, multiple times a day. So that's our education piece, and that's complimentary. And that's we call it a workshop. That's where you start. You start with a workshop to learn how the law works, and then that'll help you decide what you want to have accomplished for you, and what have you done in the past to make that work for you. And then the second step is where we do what's called a vision meeting, where we mix that all together, right? Make sure you're all set. And that's all complimentary. So go to elderadvisorslaw.com, and you'll see a workshop button. Just click into that. Self-explanatory, sign up. Husbands, wives, kids, doesn't matter how old you are. The younger, the better, though. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Even if someone has a dementia diagnosis or something like that, that's really an important time to take a look at this stuff, right? Or whatever's going on. It's never too late. Just come in and learn. You got nothing to lose, everything to gain. So elderadvisorslaw.com, or you can actually call us. We have a telephone. Mm-hmm. And that number is 608-371-7207. So drivers out there, memorize this. Mm-hmm. If you're pulled over at Dunkin', write it down. 608-371-7207. Come on in and learn. Meet some of the staff. We got lots of new paralegals, attorneys running around. Meet the crew. We love what we do, and we'd love to do it for you.
Yeah, that's amazing.
We just got a new tagline there.
Well, I thought it was one click, that's it.
Oh, we got that too. Okay. Elderadvisorslaw.com, one click, that's it.
Yeah, I think the workshop is a great concept that you came up with years ago.
Yeah.
There really, I've said a thousand times, there is not a, there's a lot of people I think today that can help. I don't think we have a shortage of helpers, right?
Right.
However, there is a shortage of quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. And doers.
The doers, right? Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of people that can give you information. I don't know what that information is. It could be worthless, right?
Right.
But it's, you have to have an implementer. You have to have somebody.
You got to make it happen.
Yes.
You bet.
Because I see that a lot. I see somebody,
recently. We're pre-planning or in the midst of it, or, yeah. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do now, yeah. Planning?
Yeah. I saw someone recently do funeral planning as a spend down for their family. Mm-hmm. You know, they had already been in the facility for years, and they spent down their last $50,000 doing funeral planning.
Yeah.
And wasn't the ideal gift, right? And no one thinks that's the ideal gift, but it was what they could do, right? And,
yeah.
But then no one thought about, well, you know, is that it? Are we done?
Right.
No. You just started. You know, there's more planning that needs to be done.
Right.
Right? So yeah. That's my point. I think there's a lot of people that can do things and provide information, but making something...
making it real.
Making it real.
Yeah, implementing
it is different.
It is. It's a whole different ballgame. And it takes a lot of different expertise and a lot of different areas of finance and legal to make all that happen.
Because how many times have you heard, Doug, oh, I went to the ADRC, they said I can't do that.
Yeah.
Or I went to the ADRC and...
Probably every day.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's okay. That's just their opinion.
Yeah.
Let's make it happen.
Yeah. Or I Googled this and...
And I love the ADRC. They're great people.
Oh, I'm not here to pick on them.
Yeah.
I'm just using that as an example because they are applying the rules.
They are the state
rules. Mm-hmm. Your law firm is working in the exceptions to the rules.
Mm-hmm.
Which means we
work with the ADRC.
Yeah.
They know that, you know, when there's disability things involved, that there's legal work that needs to be done.
Yeah.
So they'll give, they never just give one referral. I think they are trained to give two or three referrals of people that perhaps can lead you in the right direction. So we get some of those calls, right?
Yeah.
So they're boots on the ground, right? Helping families that are going through stuff right there. So they do an awesome job. It's federal and state. They've been around forever. Pretty sure you can check the history on this, but that was probably all designed as part of the Center for Medicare Medicaid Services action plan in 1965. How are we going to put all this stuff together and put people out in the field to get her done, right? That's where that came
from. Yeah, I think it was like let's understand the diagnosis, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Which I think on the last show we talked about, they didn't do that before. They just lumped everybody together.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, things have changed. And what hasn't changed is the federal law, mm-hmm. right? But they changed the rules and regulations on the fly. What also hasn't changed is no matter what state you're in, you can't overrule federal law. Federal law is the supreme law of the land. Mm-hmm. So elder law attorneys are versed and trained in federal law. And how we get there depends on what state we're in. But the result is the same in every state. Mm-hmm. So it's a great area of the law to practice in.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit again about the website. How do they register, drive-in, pull-over, phone number?
Yeah, pull-over. Write down the phone number, 608-371-7207. Or you can do one click, that's it, at elderadvisorslaw.com. Come on down. Our staff when you sign up on the website, they'll contact you to verify everything and make sure we got the correct numbers. Bring all your decision makers, bring your neighbors, bring anyone that's going through any of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Families with special needs children, I just love that kind of law. I mean, that's what got me started in this whole elder law thing.
Mm-hmm.
All forever, right? I've been doing this a long time, 30 some years. Financial advisor first and then secondary in that area of the law as a lawyer. And that's grown into the whole elder law thing and the estate planning combined. And it's just an awesome area of the law, and there's not enough of us doing it.
No, and that's kind of your idea of expanding?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, growing. It's a There's a lot of people that need this help, and they don't know where to go and what to do. Mm-hmm. And it all starts with the workshop. So sign up. Come on down. You got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Yeah, so what about those, Doug, that may have been to a workshop,
mm-hmm.
but then didn't set an appointment or didn't...
Come on to another one,
oh.
right? So the same person doesn't give the workshop every week. We got multiple people that do that, very well-trained people. Well, you're liable to pick up something else that'll mm-hmm. say, all right, I'm doing this, or at least I'm going to start the process
yeah.
and take a look at it.
Maybe the timing just wasn't right.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Right? And things might have changed. You might have been to a workshop 5 or 6 years ago, and now there's some health things going on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, maybe I better do this now.
Yeah.
I see that a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that goes back to, you know, how everybody, if you own a home, you should know a plumber, right? You should know who you're going to call when you have plumbing problems, right?
Is that up on the refrigerator?
No.
No.
But it kind of is true in this area, right? I mean, if you haven't done estate planning, you should know who you're going to call when you decide to do it.
Well, yeah, that and Medicare and Medicaid, right?
Yep.
Estate planning attorneys don't work in Medicare and Medicaid or disability law.
Yeah.
Estate planning is the dying part. And actually, that's good law also.
Yeah.
Pretty easy to do.
And I think that technology, speaking of AI, they've made that easier for a lot of folks. I mean, the LegalZoom, setting up a, you know, we don't want to get into the details of how great the documents are, but I think
or not.
But I think they are making it easier for giving people access to
for basic planning. Mm-hmm. Yep. But when you get stuck with a chronic thing, the rules get really tight, and you got to have the right stuff in place to make sure you can.
Basic is not going to help you.
No, basic won't work.
No.
Almost never. Right.
So that's a percentage.
Yeah, it's
almost
pretty close.
Never.
Yeah.
What is that technically like? Almost a small percentage?
Well, blue moon. You go look that up. Yeah. AI that. How often are there blue moons?
Almost never.
Pretty close. Pretty
All right,
close.
Doug. Well, thank you for joining today. And folks, thanks for tuning in. And then as always, thank you and God bless.
Elder Life Radio is a paid program produced in cooperation with WCLO Radio. If you find the information presented helpful and wish to hear it again or share it with friends, please visit the podcast section of WCLO.com. Elder Life Radio is presented every week at this time in cooperation with News Radio WCLO, Janesville, Beloit.
Hi, I'm Joe with Kaiser Janesville. If you are like me, your schedule is always full. From work appointments to family commitments and everything in between. Instead of trying to figure out when to get an oil change, just stop in at Kaiser Janesville. No appointment needed. That's right, I just said, no appointment needed. I almost forgot. Every oil change includes a free car wash and vacuum. I was gonna do a mic drop, but I have a few more things to say. Together, let's drive with the ones that matter and let Kaiser Janesville keep you on the road.
Back to school already? Wait a minute, I'm not done with summer yet. Hi, this is Jordan at K&W Greenery, and if you're like me, you aren't ready for summer to end. At K&W, we still have lots of great annuals, furniture, trees and shrubs, perennials, and much more to keep summer going. And with sales in every department, you're getting some of the best prices of the season. So come into K&W Greenery today and keep summer going. K&W Greenery, Highway 14, Janesville.
Get ready. Here's some information on another event happening in your community.
The Salvation Army of Rock County is hosting its annual fabric and craft sale.
We have a very large fabric area, especially for quilters. We have various fabrics, notions, quilts, scrapbooking, yarns, craft kits, holiday items, all sorts of wonderful things. And our prices are incredibly inexpensive compared to what's available.
Women's Auxiliary Secretary Dawn Kabor says this is an important fundraiser for the Salvation Army.
This helps the Salvation Army with their social services programs, their lunch and food pantry, and other different activities and needs as they come up during the year.
All the inventory will be set up in the gym at the Salvation Army Community Center at 514 Sutherland Avenue in Janesville.
The sale is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, September 9th through 11th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturday, September 12th, 9 a.m. to noon.
In Your Community is a free public service program highlighting local events in Rock County. For more information on having your event featured, visit the Participate section of WCLO.com. WCLO. Remember when service meant something?
Clean your windshield, sir.
Yeah, and fill her up.
We still believe in full service. WCLO, Janesville.